主，让我们又有机会一起聚集在一起来侍奉他。
Thank the Lord that we again have this opportunity to gather together to serve Him.
虽然有很多的弟兄姐妹现在在暑假的时候，到处去休假。
So even though there are a lot of brothers and sisters who are traveling about because of the summertime.
但是我们仍然在主的面前，我们的心是一起来寻求他，也来寻求他的面。
And but we still have this heart to see, look for him and also seek his face.
我们最近一直来交通有关于天国近了。
So in the past days, we've been communicating the message of the kingdom of heaven is near.
这句话是2000年前主耶稣的先锋使徒约翰第一个来传讲的。
And this passage was first uttered by John the Baptist, the pioneer for our Lord Jesus 2,000 years ago.
然后主耶稣神的儿子来到这个地上，他也传讲同样这一篇信息。
And our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, he came into this world and shared the same message.
然后他呼召门徒来跟随他。
And he called his disciples to follow him.
然后他也打发这些他所呼召的门徒来传讲同样的这一篇信息。
And he also sent forth his disciples to share on that very same topic, same message.
这样到今天已经有2000年了。
And this went from all the way until today for 2,000 years.
如果你读马太福音二十四章的时候，
If you read Matthew chapter 24,
就有一句话主耶稣说到这个他还要第二次来，地上有许多的兆头要告诉我们那个时间是多近。
And he said that when on his second coming, there will be these signs, various signs, and that will tell us when he's coming and also how much time we have left.
在许多不同的兆头里面有一个。
And among all these signs, there's this one in particular.
就是十五节所说的。
And that is in verse 15.
他说这天国的福音要传遍天下。
And it says that the gospel of the kingdom of heaven will spread to all corners of the earth.
下一句呢？
然
后末期才到。
And so then the end shall come.
所以这一个天国的福音不但在第一个世纪的时候传讲。
And so this, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven has been shared not only in the first century.
这个福音一直从第一世纪要传到主再来。
And it will continue on until our Lord comes.
那这个信息是神的儿子亲自传的。
And this message is our Lord Jesus, Son of God Himself, preached on this message.
它的重点是什么？
And its emphasis is on
天国，
the kingdom of heaven.
天国的重点是什么？
And what's the emphasis on the kingdom of heaven?
就是他，就是神的儿子耶稣基督是王。
And that He, the Son of God, is the King.
不但他第一次来的时候，这个信息就传达给那个第一世纪的人。
And not only to share this message to those in the first century.
很可惜，他的同胞犹太人拒绝他。
And very unfortunately, his people, the Israelites, refuse to accept him.
但是，虽然以色列人拒绝他，可是这个福音仍然向前传讲。
Even though his people refuse to accept this message, but the gospel continued on.
主要被比拉多罗马的巡抚审判的时候，
and so when he was brought before Pilate, the Roman governor,
这个巡抚比拉多就问他一个问题。
Pilate asked him one thing.
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
那主耶稣回答很非常清楚的说，
so,
你说的是。
And Lord Jesus said, made it very clear and said, yes, it is as you said.
我为此而生。
And that's why I was born.
我也为此来到这个世界。
And that's why I come into this world.
我为这个真理做见证。
And I testify to this truth.
可是我的国不属于这个世界。
But my kingdom does not belong to this world.
我的国如果属于这个世界，我的臣仆就要起来为我征战。
If my kingdom does belong to this world, then my servants will rise up to fight for me.
所以你就知道，这个王，他来到地上要带给人类一个崭新的国度。
So from this you can tell that this king came into this world to bring forth a brand new kingdom for people.
这个国度是在人类的历史中没有出现过的。
And this kingdom is one that had never existed throughout history before.
乃是神的儿子，他道成肉身。他来建立这一个天国。
And it's the Son of God himself, where word become flesh, came into this world to build this kingdom.
以前的国，一直到今天，所有的国都是人的国。
So all the kingdom before this has all been kingdom of man.
都是属于亚当的族类。
They all belong in the tribe of Adam.
它的特点是什么？
And what's this special, so special of those?What's the special characteristic of those kingdoms?
地上所有的国都是以人为主体的。
For the characteristic of those kingdoms is that they are all being led by man.
他来做人的野心的雄心所要成就的事。
And it is to fulfill man's ambitions and desires.
那这个罪人所有的一切都是以人这个自私自利的人为中心。
And all this surrounds the selfishness of man.
所以人就活在罪与死的捆绑辖制的里头。
And that is why man lives within the bondage of sin and death.
所以人类的历史，一个朝代被另外一个朝代推翻、革命。
And that's why throughout human history, one dynasty replaced by another.
永远都在一句话的里面，叫做换汤。不换药。
And so it's always changing, but the more things change, more things stay the same.
所以不管革命的口号讲得多么响亮。
So regardless of what the callings of revolutionaries sound like,
它的本质是一样的。
Its essence remains the same.
所以神打发他的儿子来到地上。
That's why when God sent forth his son into this world,
他要来一个新的起头。
He is to start a brand new beginning.
他要把一个新的生命胜过死亡与罪的生命。
And he is to bring forth a new life, a life that has won victory over death and sin.
来带给地上的人类。
And bring this to the people on earth.
所以他自己来做人。
And that's why he took on the image of man.
他必须把人罪的问题先解决。
For he must deal first.With this problem of sin,
那一些愿意相信他的人
，and those who are willing to believe in him，
罪得着赦免的人
，those who sin were forgiven，
能够从这位神的儿子耶稣基督身上得着一个新的生命
，and they can now receive this brand new life from our Lord Jesus Christ。
这个新的生命
，and this new life，
才能够有一个新的人类
，from that comes new。A brand new man.
所以圣经有一句话说
And that's why in the Bible it said
若有人在基督里
And those who are in Christ
他就是新造的人
He is a new man
旧事已过
For the old things are past
一切都变成新的了
All is new
只有在这个新的生命的基础上
And only upon this foundation of new life
才有人类真正的希望
Can man have true hope?
他是这一个新的国叫做天国的王。
For he is the king of this new kingdom.
愿意答应他呼召的人就成为这一个天国的子民。
And may those who respond to his calling become the people of this new kingdom of heaven.
这是马太福音要告诉我们每一个基督徒的。
And this is what the book of Matthew share with every single one of us.
这就是我过去一直在传讲的。
And this has been the message I've been sharing with you.
那今天呢
？And today,
我们要看到我们的主，他讲到关于天国的第二篇讲道。
And so today we'll talk about the second message our Lord shared in regards to the kingdom of heaven.
我们请打开马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
我们要从第九章。
And we'll read from chapter 9.
三十七节
，verse 37，
我们要读到第十章的， 第十五节
，until verse 15 of chapter 10。
对，马太福音第九章，我们要从37节读到第十章的十五节。
So we'll read from Matthew chapter 9 verse 37 until chapter 10 verse 15。
对，我跟我的弟兄，我们一节中文，一节英文，轮流把它读完，大家跟着看。
We'll alternate reading between Chinese and English, and you can follow along.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
38. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶出污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother.
腓利和巴多罗买、多马和税利、马太、亚勒菲的儿子雅各和达泰。
Simon the Zealot and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him.
耶稣差这十二个人吩咐他们说，外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，宁可
But rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
谁走谁传天国，说天国近了。
Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you receive, freely give.
腰带里不要带着金银铜钱，
or a bag for your journey, or even two coats, or sandals, or a staff, for the workers is worthy of his support.
你们无论进哪一城哪一村，要打听那里谁是好人，就住在他家，直住到走的时候。
As you enter the house, give it your blessing, give it your greeting.
那家若配得平安，你们所求的平安就必临到那家，若不配得，你们所求的平安仍归你们。
Whoever does not receive you nor hear your words as you go out of that house or that city, shake the dust off your feet.
我实在地告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛和俄摩拉所受的比那城还容易受。我们再看路加福音二十二章。
And turn to Luke chapter 22.
We are going to read 35 节。
And then verse 35.
22章35节36节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 35 to 36.
这段话是主耶稣马上就要上十字架了。
And so Lord Jesus spoke these words right before he was about to go on the cross.
对，耶稣又对他们说，我差你们出去的时候没有钱囊，没有口袋，没有鞋，你们缺少什么没有？他们说没有。36
verse 36. And he said to them, but now whoever has a money belt is to take it along, likewise also a bag, and whoever has no sword is to sell his coat and buy one.
我告诉你们，经上写着说，他被列在罪犯中，这话必应验在我身上，因为那关系我的事必然成就。好，我们就念到这里。
verse 37 as well.
最后我们看这个使徒行传第一章。
And let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
我们要念的是第七节。
And we'll read verse 7.
跟第八节。
And 8.
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
7 and 8. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or epochs which the Father has fixed for his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
好，我们读这三处的圣经。
That concludes our Bible reading.
我们两个主日前，我们讲到第九章，主耶稣亲自走遍各城各乡，对不许多的人来传。
So 2 weeks ago, we shared that how Lord Jesus himself went through all the different cities and different places to share the gospel, to preach the gospel.
主耶稣看见许许多多的人,
and he saw many people.
看见他们困苦流离,如同羊走迷,没有牧人。
And they were suffering as if like the lamb that was lost and without the shepherd.
所以主耶稣就怜悯他们。
And so he had mercy on them.
然后他就对门徒说,
And so he said to his disciples,
那就是我们刚刚读的第一段圣经。
And that's the first passage we just read.
他说要收的庄稼多,做工的人少。
And that is that the harvest plenty, but the workers are few.
你们要求庄稼的主,打发工人,收割庄稼。
Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest.
所以你能够知道,王在这个时候对他的门徒发出一个命令。
So from this you can tell that at that moment, the king have made his command to his people.
这个命令是要他们做求，就是祷告。
And so that commandment calls them to pray first of all.
向谁祷告？
And pray to who?
向庄稼的主祷告。
Pray to the Lord of the harvest.
那当然就是讲到天父。
Of course, he's talking about the Heavenly Father.
那所有的人都是他的庄稼。
And so all the people are his harvest.
那庄稼的已经熟了。
And so the crop had matured.
所以庄稼的主就有一个需要，这个需要是什么？
And so the Lord of the harvest has this need, and what is that need?
就是收割庄稼。
And so the need is to harvest.The crop.
那这件事，耶稣说你们要祷告。
And so for this, Jesus said, pray for this.
这很有意思。
This is very interesting.
神是全能的神。
So God is this Almighty God, all powerful God.
他说有就有，命立就立，对吧？
All he has to do is just give a command, and everything will be.
但是讲到他在地上要建立他的天国的时候
，But when it comes to matter of building his kingdom of heaven on earth.
他不是独行其事。
He didn't go at it on his own.
你在那里发现他需要谁?
And you discover that he needs who?
啊?
Who does he need?
他需要人。
He needs people.
什么人?
What kind of people?
就是愿意听他话语的人。
He needs people who are willing to listen to his words.
那现在谁是这一批听他话语的人呢?
So at that moment, who are these people that were willing to listen to him?
就是这十二个门徒。
And at that moment, it was the 12 disciples.
所以耶稣的王权
And so the authority of Jesus
在谁的身上是真实的?
Was his authority realized?
谁?
Who?
就是这十二个愿意听他命令的人他的王权就在他们的身上是真实的。
It's on those 12 disciples who were willing to listen to him, and his authority will realize on with them.
所以这个天国的王就说，现在庄稼已经熟了。
So that's why the king of the kingdom of heaven said that the crops are ready.
你们要求庄稼的主打发什么工人
？So that you need to beseech the Lord to send out workers.
所以这里有两件事情，他要他的门徒做。
So here he asks, command his disciples to do two things.
第一，祷告。
First, pray.
对吧？祷告的意思是什么
？So what is the meaning of prayer?
平常我们祷告是说，主啊，我明天要考试，求你帮助我能够考及格或考一百分。
So normally we pray for things such as, oh, Lord, I'm going to take a test tomorrow, so please help me to get a full score.
换而言之，我们每一个人的祷告基本上是因为你有需要，所以你把你的需要带到神面前来向神祷告，对吗
？In other words, most of our prayers comes from the fact that we ourselves have a certain need, and so we bring this need to before the Lord and ask the Lord to fulfill that need.
有没有错？没有错。
Is that wrong?
是，主耶稣是告诉我们，我们可以把我们心中所要的，我们来向神祷告。
That's not wrong. That's not wrong because for the Lord Jesus did tell us to bring our needs of that's in our hearts before Him.
那我们的神听不听祷告呢？
And does our God listen to our prayers?
听的。
Of course He does.
但是他能不能成就我们的祷告呢？
But whether He's going to fulfill.
你在学习的时候，你慢慢会发现。
And as you study, you slowly discover.
你刚刚信主的时候，你的祷告比较灵的。
That when you just become believers, your prayer especially will become reality.
因为我们的灵命还小。
For our spiritual life are still young.
对不对？就跟你的孩子一样，他小的时候，他基本所要的，你都会给他。
Just as your own child, when they're young, pretty much you're willing to fulfill all their asks.
但是他慢慢长大了。
But as they mature, as they grow.
那他这个孩子的祷告向爸爸妈妈的要求，爸爸妈妈不是有求必应，不是的。
And slowly as your own children grow, then you will not grant their every wish.
对吧？这个是我们做父母亲的。教导儿女，我们都有这个经验。
So this is a common experience all parents share.
所以真正的祷告是什么呢？
So true prayers, what are they?
真正的祷告是你要求他要的。
So true prayer are prayers where in which you ask what he wants.
对，如果你能够祷告他所要的，那你就长大了。
And if you can truly pray for what God wants, then you are truly mature.
懂吗？这是祷告真正的秘密。
And that is the true secret to prayer.
所以你会发现在这里主就教导他的门徒，你们要这样祷告啊。
So here you discover that this is how the Lord teaches disciples to pray.
最有名的教导的祷告，我们不是说主祷文吗？我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，等等等等。那篇祷告是主教导门徒的祷告。
So the most famous of which is the Lord's Prayer. So that's what the Lord taught his disciples to pray.
那但是在今天我们举到这个第九章这个最后这一句话的时候
And now we come to the last part of chapter 9.
你要发现一件事情
And when we see this
神有一个心
Is that God has his heart
他的心是什么
And
他在想什么
What is he thinking
他说我的庄稼怎么样收了
He said my harvest is plentiful
我需要什么
And I need what?
我需要工人。
I need workers.
去收割我的庄稼。
To harvest.
但是呢
，But yet,
你们得祷告。
You have to pray.
你们祷告，神就做事。
And when you pray, God will work.
这就是主耶稣在这里教导他门徒要抓住的一个秘密。
And this is the secret our Lord Jesus wants his disciple to learn.
所以门徒在那里一祷告呢
？And so when his disciples pray,
才有第十章。
Then comes chapter 10.
你看到没有？事情是这样，先后有它的次序下来的。
So this is how the order of things goes.
我们常常有的时候觉得，哎呀，反正神的工作神自己会做的。
And we oftentimes we have this attitude, it's God's his own work. He'll do it.
不，神自从救了你，救了我以后。
And ever since God saved you and I,
神盼望我们与他怎么样？
Is God's will for you and I to co-work with him.
我们长大了，我们就要知道父神他里头的需要，他要完成什么。你如果聪明的话呢？
And when we are mature and grown, then we know what God's needs and what his want is. And if you're truly wise,
那你就求他要的。
Then you will know to pray for what he wants.
那他就马上答应。
And then he will immediately grant you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. 那么所以你在这里你就发现当他们这样子来祷告的时候。
And so here you discover that when they are praying in this way.
第十章第一节马上就有行动了。
And comes chapter 10 verse 1 immediately there's a response.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来给他们权柄能赶出污鬼并医治各样的病症。
Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness.
所以在这个地方你就开始看到这一个天国的王就开始行动。
And so here you can see that now the king of this kingdom of heaven started to work immediately.
这个时候应该是在主耶稣他传道的三年半的第二年。
So by this time, this is probably the second year into our Lord Jesus' 3.5 years of
因为主耶稣是30岁出来, 传道。
For our Lord Jesus started to preach when he was 30.
他在地上整个就是3.5年的时间做工。
And he worked for 3.5 years.
那他开始做工的时候, 一面传道,一面赶鬼,另一面呼召门徒。 来跟随他.
And when he started to preach, on one hand, he started to preach the gospel and to cast out demons and to heal the sick. And on the other hand, he called people to follow him.
所以在这里你看到有12个他跟随耶稣的门徒.
And so here you see that he had 12 disciples who followed him.
训练他们一年.
And he trained them for 1 year.
然后现在打发他们出去.
And now he sent them out.
这个我用我们的话叫做 工厂实习，听得懂吗？工厂实习。So
it's almost like an internship.
That's right, internship. Good. 这是主耶稣训练他们的一个部分。And
so this is part of Lord Jesus' training for them.
主耶稣做工，门徒跟随，看主这个王怎么做工。And
so Lord Jesus goes about and does his work, and then his disciples learn by watching how he does things.
然后主说,
and then Lord said, go out and,
对吧?
And do these things.
那么这个工作呢，就交给这十二个门徒。
And so these works then were passed on to these 12 disciples.
你到第五节的时候,
and then comes chapter verse 5.
耶稣差遣这十二个人吩咐他们说, 外邦的路你们不要走, 撒玛利亚的城你们不要进, 宁可往以色列家, 家迷失的羊那里去,随走,随传, 说天国经。And
so verse 5, 6, 7, these 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, do not go in the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter any city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那当然前面我们刚刚念了,但是我们 我不知道你能够记得这十二个人的名字吗?
So we just went over, but I'm not sure if you remember the names of all these 12 disciples.
我们大概最能够记得的是彼得,对,西门彼得,雅各,约翰。
So the names we most remember probably is Peter, James, John.
这是常常在四福音里面出现的名字。
For these names are the ones that show up most often in the first four gospel.
这第一批的门徒是十二个人。
But yet the reality is that the first set of disciples, there were 12 of them. I often say this is the start of the beginning.
你去看这12个人的他们的背景的话,
so if you go and look at the background of these 12,
你看主找的这12个人,
if you take a look at these 12 people that the Lord called to,
他们的职业最多的是什么?
Their occupation, the most of them are what?
打鱼的.
Most of them were fishermen.
对吧? 然后呢, 除了打鱼之外, 还有什么?
So in addition to fishermen, they have
税吏,
tax collectors.
那就是写这本书的作者, 马太。
That's the author of this book, Matthew.
还有什么人?
Who else?
啊, 他特别提到有一个奋锐党的西门。
So there's this revolutionary. I guess.
他是搞革命的。
So he's someone who's
分裂党就是当时这些犹太人中间有一些爱国主义分子，他们要把罗马政权推翻，建立自己国家的这种政治上很热心的西门。
So these are the people who at the time were all about trying to rise up and drive out the Romans from their land.
还有一个。
And then one more.
啊。 他特别说的卖耶稣的犹大,
and it especially mentioned Judas who betrayed him, the one who betrayed him.
所以这十二个人是不是社会的精英?
So for these 12, would you say they are the cream of the crop of society?
如果你是耶稣，你会找这种人吗?
If you are Jesus, would you go out and seek these people?
我想如果我是耶稣，我不会找这种人的。
I think if I'm Jesus, I will not be looking for these people.
可是耶稣却选了世界瞧不起的人。
But yet, Jesus chose these people who the world looked down upon.
这十二个人最能干的是哪一个？
So out of these 12, who was the most capable?
马太。
Matthew.
他能干在哪里？
And what was he so good at?
他能够把别人的钱抽起来，这个抽税的本领是有本，要两把刷子的。
So he's very capable because he's able to take other people's money. And that takes some skills.
所以你会发现很稀奇。
So you discover this thing pretty amazing.
照理说他应该是找一些熟悉圣经的人，对吧？
So you think that he should be looking for people who knows the Bible very well.
那些已经在圣殿中侍奉神的人。
Those people who already serve in the temples.
对吗？
Right?
因为你现在传的是圣经的真理嘛。
Because you're now sharing the truth.Of the Bible.
你要教导其他的人也是要教导神的话嘛，对不对？
Also, you want to teach other people the word of God.
所以他找的人应该是找在犹太这个犹太人以色列人中间的这些宗教里面有学习的人，文士啊，法利赛人啊，祭司啊，这些有头有脸的人，找个年轻的，把他们锻炼起来，把他们思想改一改，跟着我走。
So you would think that he should be seeking out his disciple from the temples, the people who knows the scripture very well, the Pharisees, the scribes, and then find somebody who are very young, who knows the word very well, and then bring them out, train them in your way of thinking, and then send them out to serve.
别说没这么做。
But that is not what Jesus did.
他找的反而是人瞧不起的人。
Instead, he sought out people who the world looked down upon.
他没有找精英分子。
He did not look for those people who are
the smartest. 他找的是那些打打鱼的人咯，渔夫咯，就是人瞧不起的这个税吏咯，那这个维基分子想要搞革命的啦。
But instead, he sought out the fishermen, the tax collectors, the extremists.
甚至我们最不能懂的，他居然还找一个犹大，他知道有一天他要出卖他的。
And what we cannot fathom the most is that he even sought out Judas, who he know will betray him in the end.
这就让我想起来，在主耶稣之前一千年，有一个人叫做大卫。
So this kind of made me thought of David, who was 1,000 years before Lord Jesus.
你如果去看当年跟从大卫的人是什么人？
If you go back and read, who are the people who followed David back then?
有谁记得？
Who remember?
在旧约里面讲大卫当年他没有做王的时候，他就是逃，天天逃的，那个扫罗要抓他，要杀他。
And so do you remember who are the people who followed David before he became the king during the days of his exile when he was fleeing from the king Saul?
什么人跟随大卫啊？
Who followed him?
都是那些欠债的。
It's those people who owe other people debts.
心里面有很窘迫、很 depressed 的人，有大概我猜有忧郁症。
A lot of people who we could probably classify as depressed by today's standards.
所以你就能够知道一件事情。
So from this you could tell one thing.
我们的神他要做事。
When our God is to do something.
照人来看，我们都要找世界上的精英分子、聪明人、有能力、有才干的人。
From man's perspective, we want to find people who are the best and brightest.
但是我们的神不是这样做的。
But that is not the way our God works.
他常常找那个人认为他愚拙、人认为他没有什么能力、人认为他在这个世界是被弃绝的这一批人。
He oftentimes seek out people who, to the world, seem foolish, incapable, and basically forsaken by this world.
所以你看，在主耶稣马太福音的第一篇讲到的时候，马太福音五六七的时候，这第一句话讲什么
？So that's why in Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, 6, and 7, the very first utterance he said is what?
他第一句话
，He said,
他不说有钱人有福了。
He didn't say that those who are rich you're blessed.
他说什么？
What did he say?
贫穷的人有福了。
Those who are poor are blessed.
看到没有？忧伤的人有福了。
And then blessed are those who mourn.
对不对？
Right?
所以你就可以发现，耶稣讲话的时候跟我们想的事情刚刚好相反。
So actually, sorry, it was in chapter 5. So you could just, from this, you can see that the way that what Jesus said is exactly opposite of how we would say things.
因为神要做的事情不是靠着，有一句话说得很清楚，在旧约里面。
So because the way that God works is not, so there's this one phrase in the Old Testament.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。有没有这句话？
So in the Old Testament it says that the God, way God works is not depending on the abilities of this world, but rather because of the Holy, power of the Holy Spirit.
所以神看事情跟人看事情角度完全不一样。
So the perspectives are completely different between how God sees things versus how man sees things.
能干的人他靠谁？
So those who have the capability, who do they rely upon?
自己的能力啊。
So they rely upon their own abilities.
会说话的人他靠谁？
Those who are eloquent,who they rely upon?
我的口才啊。
They rely upon their own
对不对？
eloquency.
所以你就会发现，你有本事，你就会靠你自己的本事来做事情。
Because then you, so from this you can see that if you have capabilities, then you will rely upon your own capability to do things.
你做成了，荣耀归谁？
And so when you accomplish something, the glory goes to who?
自己嘛。
So it goes to yourself.
这是我的本事。
That's my ability.
对不对？ Right? 这是普天下皆准的事情。
This is pretty standard everywhere in the world.
但是神做事就跟你相反。
But yet, the way God do things is exact opposite.
他选世上无有的。
He chose people from this world that have nothing.
来显出他的万有。
In order to show
his
everything, his
abundance. 他拣选软弱的，来显出他的能力在软弱的人身上才显得完全。
And he chose people who are weak so that his power can be revealed through and complete those who are weak.
所以你就可以从这一个十二个人他选的这个对象里头，你就可以看到一件事情。
And so from these 12 disciples that he picked, you can see one thing.
神做事跟人做事怎么样？不一样。
The way that God does things is completely different how,
from
how man
does things. 因为他要人依靠不是自己，他要人依靠谁？他。
For he wants man to rely upon him and not man himself.
所以神的工作不是看你的本事。
So God's work is not all about your ability.
神的工作乃是看那位独行其事的神，你靠着他，你就行万事。
And is but rather is that you need to rely upon God, and by relying upon him, you can do all things.
而还有一件稀奇的事。
And another amazing thing is,
当我们肯把自己完全交给这个王的时候，
when we're willing to offer ourselves completely to this king,
世人看不懂你，
the people of the world may not understand,
甚至瞧不起你，
or they may even look down upon you.
但是，
but,
神永远纪念那些被他所用的人。
God forever remembers those whom he used.
你从旧约到新约你都会看见。
And you can see this from the Old Testament throughout to the New Testament.
那些跟过大卫的人，张三李四王五，我们都记不得，主都把他们的名字写在圣经里头。
So those people who followed King David, we don't even remember their names, yet God recorded their names one by one.
那些跟随摩西，神用来做带领的制造会幕的那些器皿的那些工匠，主都把他们的名字怎么样记下来。
And those who follow Moses, those who were leaders under him, who were builders, who were the vessels, who were the craftsmen, God remembered their names one by one.
这些告诉我们什么事？
So what does this tell us?
你的名字。
Your name.
如果你愿意照着神的旨意来侍奉他的话。
If you're willing to serve God according to his will,
世人不认识你，不纪念你。
Even though the people of this world do not know you or remember you,
谁纪念你？
Who will remember you?
神纪念你。
God remembers you.
所以，好不好？
So isn't that wonderful?
好。
It's great.
如果你知道你在神面前所有的侍奉是被神纪念的。
If you know that every single service you did before the Lord, the Lord will remember you.
那你就知道你这辈子怎么样，啊，值了。对了，就这句话。
You know that your life was worth living.
人认不认识你无所谓的。
It doesn't really matter whether man knows you or not.
重点是什么？
The key is
神认识你。
That God knows you.
他把你的名字写在他的本子上。
And he wrote your name down on his book.
你在圣经里面看到很多这样的例子。
And you can see so many examples of this in the Bible.
在建会幕的时候是如此，建第一个殿的时候如此，建第二个殿的时候还是如此。
And it's the same as when they built the first temple, and the same as when they built the second temple.
所有跟神的经营、神的建造有关系，你跟他有份的，你永远被神怎么样纪念的。
And all those who have a part in his building.Building of his temple, and you will be remembered by him.
你愿意被神纪念吗？
Are you willing to be remembered by God?
啊？
Are you?
你觉得被神纪念好吗？
Do you think it's a good thing to be remembered by God?
这就是你的智慧。
And that is your wisdom.
好，然后他就主就把权柄赐给他们，然后对他们说，他第一个阶段出去的地方只有一个小的范围。
So God gave his disciples all these authority and sent them forth, sent them out. And well, the first time when he sent them out, he gave them a very small area.
为什么这样说呢？
Why did he say that?
他说外邦人的路不要走。
He said, do not go to the path of the Gentiles.
撒玛利亚人的城不要进。
And do not enter into the city of some Samaritans.
去哪里啊？
Samaritans. Where should they go?
啊？以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
Go to the house of Israel. Go to the lost sheep.
所以在你做 intern 的时候，这个范围很小。
So that's why when you're intern, you're giving very limited responsibility.
你只对你自己的同胞去传福音就可以了。
So they're only charged to share the gospel with their own people.
但是你会发现，我刚刚带你们去读了路加福音。
But you discover that when we read from the book of Luke.
后来又带你们去读了。使徒行传
and then also a book of Acts.
到了路加福音二十二章的时候，主耶稣的工作已经到了他的 结尾了。
And so in Luke chapter 22, it has come to the end of Jesus' work.
因为在这一段话的时候，他只对以色列家去传讲的时候，主说你们什么都不要带。
And so because in Matthew, when he told his disciples to only share with the people of Israelites, he told them not to, they don't need to bring anything.
不要带金银铜钱，也不要带口袋，也不要带两件褂子，也不要带鞋跟拐杖，就是这些每天生活行路要的东西都不要带。
He said, "Do not acquire gold or silver, or copper for your money belt or bag for your journey, or even two coats or sandals or staff for the work." So he said, basically, all these things you don't even need to bring.
为什么
？Why？
啊，你的兄弟。都会给你预备的。
For your brothers will provide these to you.
可是到了二十二章路加福音的时候
，But then in Luke chapter 22,
主就对他们说：“你以前出去传的这些有没有缺少过啊？”他说：“没有啊。
”The Lord asked his disciple, "So when you went out to preach the gospel, have you found anything lacking?" They said no.
因为的确像主说，他去这些同胞们那里传福音的时候，那些。以色列人都帮他们预备的。
For indeed, it was just like the Lord said, when they go and preach among their own people, their own brothers, that people provided for them.
可是福音还有下一个阶段。
But yet there was the next phase of the gospel.
你就要把从这个福音要从犹太人还要传到什么？外邦人，非犹太人。
Now you need to share the gospel not just to the not just to the Israelites, but now to the Gentiles as well.
所以主耶稣就说，什么都要，什么都得带。
And that's why Jesus commanded him to pretty much bring everything.
有没有啊？刚刚我们读的，
right?
你什么都要带了。
So as we just read, you need to bring everything.
而且还要带什么
？On top of that,
还要带刀。
You need to bring sword.
就因为那个时代，你到了外邦，你不知道你的安全有没有保障。
Because in those times when you go to the Gentiles, you don't know if your safety can be guaranteed.
所以主说你们连刀都要带。
So that's why the Lord said you need to bring your swords.
所以就是说主跟他们讲话的时候是根据客观的环境来决定你要带什么。
So that's why, in other words, when the Lord talked to his disciples, gave them commandments, he gave them according to the surrounding, their surrounding, their circumstances.
但是我们读这些，第十章的这些重要的话，关于传天国的福音。
Going back to chapter 10, when in regards to the matter of preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the Lord pretty much gave them two basic principles.
这两个原则, 第一,
first one,
他说, 你们白白得来的, 也要白白的舍去。
What you receive freely, you give freely.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
什么叫做白白得来, 白白舍去?
What does it mean that what you receive freely, you give freely?
我们白白得了什么?
What did we receive for free?
主耶稣的救恩呢?
The salvation of our Lord Jesus.
对不对? 我们没有一个人花了什么钱救了自己的,没有的。
None of us spent any money to save us.
主耶稣救我们这个罪人,完完全全是他的恩典。
Our Lord Jesus saved a sinner like us completely is because of his own salvation.
这个伟大的救恩,这个天国的福音是神。
So this great salvation is all because God gave us his son for free. And so now the Lord sends his disciple to spread the gospel.
所以主给他们的原则是,你们白白得来,所以呢,没有白白的舍去。
And that's why the Lord commanded them that what you receive freely, you now shall give freely.
我过去20多年 在不同地方传道。
So I've been preaching in different places for the past 20 years.
我也看到很多不同形形色色的传道人。
And I have seen many different styles of preachers.
有的传道人是传道就是传道不收费的。
So some preachers they simply preach and they do not accept any money for it.
但是我也看过传道人他去住五星级的酒店。
But I have also seen preachers who live in five-star hotels.
然后叫大家来听他讲道,
and then call on everyone to come to listen to his message.
每一个人收费,
and everyone are charged.
100或200人民币,
or 100, 200 Chinese dollars.
也就是说, 他在传耶稣的真理的时候, 他是想要什么? 赚钱的。
In other words, when he was sharing God's Lord Jesus' truths, he also wanted to make money.
你今天在电视上看的很多,
so you've seen many of these people on,
有没有?
On TV.
你电视上看的, 他传没有几句神的话, 马上就说你们赶快捐钱。
And so as they were preaching, only a few sentences into his message, the next sentence that comes out is that you need to make offerings.
是,你做工是有开销,这是对的。
Indeed, you do have overheads when you go out to work.
但是,
but
谁为你预备这一切?
Who prepared all this for you?
你是谁的工人?
Who are you working for?
你是这个王的工人, 对吧?
You are the servant of this king.
你在公司上班,
so when you go to work,
如果你代表你的公司出差,
so and then if you go on a business trip,
请问谁付你旅馆的钱, 飞机的旅费?
So let me ask you, who pay for your hotel and who pay for your airplane ticket?
你的公司出钱,
your company does.
因为你是做你公司要你去做的事,
you're doing what your company wants you to do.
所以同样的道理, 今天如果是神打发我们来传他天国的福音,
so by the same token, today, if God is to send us out to preach his message of the kingdom of heaven,
谁负你所有的责任?
Who will take on your responsibilities?
神,
God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我做工这么多年,
so I have preached for all these years and worked all these years.
我出去跟人家传道,
and when I go to share the gospel with others,
我绝对不会问人要一毛钱,
I've never asked people for a dime.
如果弟兄姊妹有负担, 他愿意奉献, 那是弟兄姊妹的爱心。
If brother and sister have this burden, then they want to make an offering, that is because of their love.
但是我们做主的工人, 我们必须相信谁供应你一切。
But as worker of God, we must believe who will provide everything to us. Who?
谁供应你的一切?
Who will provide everything for us?
叫你去做工的神。
The one, the God who called you out to do work.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我要很清楚的做这样的一个简单的见证。
So I want to give you this very simple but true testimony.
我从92年蒙召出来传道。
So I was called back in 1992 to preach full time.
到今天26年，对吧？
So till today, it's been 26 years.
这26年不管到哪里传道。
And in these 26 years, no matter where I went,
任何的开销，
all the expenses,
通通是神预备的。
God prepared for all.
那当然，他是借着弟兄姐妹的爱心预备的。
Of course, this is he does this through the loving kindness of brothers and sisters.
但是这一个做工的人，不需要为你所有的开销去担忧，说钱从哪里来。
However, the worker does not have to worry about where will my funds come from in order to pay all these overhead expenses in the course of doing work.
我想我的同工可以做这个见证。
So I think my co-workers can also testify to this.
我就出去传道。
So I just go out and preach.
我连向教会要一毛钱都没有。
I didn't even have to ask a single dime from church.
都是神自己在背后预备这一切。
So God prepared all this behind the
scenes. 所以这句话是真的。
So that is,
你要白白的得来，你也要怎么样？白白的舍去，这是绝对的真理。
Will you receive freely, you shall also give freely. This is the absolute truth.
那么，然后他说，你可以住在弟兄的家里。
He also said that,
好人的家里。
And he also said that you can live in the brother's house, the good people's house.
什么意思叫好人？
What does it mean to be a good person?
就是他愿意打开他的家来接待你的人吗？
It means that the people who are willing to open their house to receive you.
当然他愿意把他的家打开接待你，是因为他爱神的缘故。
Of course, he's doing this is because he loves God.
因为他爱神，他敬畏神，他愿意把自己所有的跟你分享。
Because he loves God and revere God, so he's willing to share everything that he has with you.
对，那所以有好多的，我现在讲的是早年的故事。
So we're about to share is in the early years.
早年的时候。不像现在你在中国大陆，不管你到哪里，基本上最起码也有这个什么六什么，就是各式各样的旅馆都有的。
So unlike today, where now in China, everywhere pretty much you can find all sorts of hotels and motels.
对哦，这是现在，早年没有的。
But it's not so in the earlier years.
那弟兄姐妹就是真的很多弟兄姊妹很有爱心，愿意接待传道人。
So truly, there were a lot of brothers and sisters full of love who were willing to receive the preacher.
那我在乡下住的房子，常常可以看到星星、月亮、太阳的。
So oftentimes when I live among them in the houses in the countryside, I could actually see the stars and the sun in the morning inside the house.
在二月天的话，在南方。在浙江的话，你可以看到雪花还可以从天上飘下来。
And in February, if you're in the south, yeah, you can actually still see the snowflakes coming through the holes in the roof.
对，在西部的话呢
？And then if you're in the west,
那你在很多的地方晚上睡觉的时候，你可以看可以听见什么？老鼠从这边跑到那边。
And at night, if you're in the west, if you're at night, when you're sleeping, you can hear the rats running from this end of the house to the other end of the house.
你当然还有其他的声音。
Of course, there were other sounds as well.
各式各样的情况我们都会碰到的。
So we'll encounter different kinds of things.
但是这些弟兄姐妹，不管他的经济情况是多么困难，他仍然有一个爱心，愿意把家打开，跟你一起来。
But these brothers and sisters, regardless of what their economic situation is or how poor their economic situation was, they're still willing to open up their house to receive.
我们跟他们在一起，一起蒙福。
And so when we spend time with them, we are blessed.
这是很非常甜美的一件事情。
So this is truly very sweet thing.
我想我们今天因为时间的缘故呢。
And so due to time constraint.
这个第十章这段话，我们今天只交通到十五节。
We'll conclude our sharing up till verse 15 in chapter 10.
后面还有很多的要交通的事情。
There are many things to share among this chapter.
那就留在下一次。
So we'll save it for next time.
我要做一个结论。
But how I want to do a summary.
这个结论就是说，王的心。
And that's the heart of the king.
王的心是什么？
And what was the heart of the king?
庄稼已经熟了，他需要什么？工人。
And as the harvest is plentiful, and he needs workers.
那他要求我们第一祷告。
And he calls us to first, commands us to first pray.
第二呢？
And secondly,
接受王的呼召与差遣。
And to accept the calling of the king to go forth, go out.
感谢主，我们教会有弟兄姐妹答应神的呼召。
Thank the Lord, in our church we have brothers and sisters who accepted the calling.
不管怎么样，我们愿意把自己的时间，我们的一切摆在王的手里。
And regardless of what method, but we're willing to offer our time and effort into God's hand so that he may use us.
那我们都知道主第二次要回来。
We all know that the Lord will come back a second time.
那我们就要回答一个问题。
And so we need to answer this one question.
什么问题？
What is that question?
主人回来的时候要找我们算账。
That when the master comes back, he will seek us out to settle the account.
那我们必须能够把这个账准备好来见主。
And we must be able to prepare our accounts in order to see Lord.
我们得救，感谢主。
We're saved. We thank the Lord.
我们蒙主的恩典，我们也感谢主。
And when we're blessed, we also give him thanks.
但是我们在主的面前能不能够交账，能够结出果子来荣耀他的名？
But whether we can settle our accounts with him and bear fruits.When we see him face to face,
这是每一个基督徒都要回答的。
That is something that every Christian need to answer for himself.
是，我们不一定每一个人都要到国外去布道做布道家。神不并不是给每一个人都有这样的一个恩赐与负担。
It's true indeed that God didn't necessarily give everyone this gift or this command to go abroad overseas to become missionary.
但是今天的这段话第十章
However, in today's passage in chapter 10 that we just read,
神给他们的那个范围
that the area the Lord gave his disciples
对他们来讲就是你们以色列的家嘛。
He only got in charge for Israel, their own house.
对不对？
Right?
那意思就是说，你们自己的朋友，你们自己的亲戚。
In other words, you start with your friends and your relatives. Amen?
就是你自己旁边的人嘛。
You start simply with the people around you.
就在这个小小的范围里头，主说，传天国的福音。
And in this small area, the Lord commands,Start sharing the gospel.
那我们教会八月十八号干嘛？我们有福音晚会。
So we have the gospel meeting on August 18th.
所以你就可以来把你的亲戚、你的朋友请到教会来请他们听福音了。
And you can then invite your friends and your relatives to church to listen to the gospel.
好好为他们祷告咯。
And you can pray for them.
这个是每一个人应该做的。
And this is something that every single one of us ought to do.
不是传道人做的，是每一个人要做的。
This is not just a responsibility of the preacher. This is something that everyone should do.
Amen.
Amen.
对，所以我盼望我们在这里传讲这些信息的时候。
So I hope that when we share this message,
我们每一个人不是听听就过去了。
We're not just listening on one ear and out the other.
我们真的把神心里面要我们做的事情 去遵守
then we, but rather we could truly take action on what God wants us to do.
那这样我们见主的时候就可以交账。
And only then when we see our Lord, then we can settle our accounts.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you.
你不但爱我们，拯救我们。
Not only do you love us and save us.
而且今天你告诉我们，你呼召我们与你同工。
And you also tell us that today you call us to co-work with you.
传天国的福音，你没有交给天使去做。
And the sharing of the gospel of kingdom of heaven, you didn't give to the angels.
你就交给我们这些蒙恩的罪人，让我们来做。
Rather, you gave this responsibility to sinners whom you have saved.
主，我们感谢你高抬了我们。
And Lord, thank you for raising us up.
主啊，但愿我们每一个人都能够听见王的命令。
May every single one of us hear the commandment of the king.
我们愿意答应你的呼召。
And respond to your command.
我们能够为人的灵魂祷告。
And pray for people's soul.
我们为着每一个工人，为着自己祷告。
And we pray for all the workers and for ourselves.
求神来用我们这每一个人。
We ask God to use every single one of us.
早日把你的福音，你天国的福音传遍。
So that we can share your gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven to all corners of the earth.
这样末期就到了。
And only then the end will come.
主啊，你何等巴望着早日的回来。
And Lord, how you long to return soon.
但愿我们都是等候你回来的人。
Well, may we all be people who wait for your second coming.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.